Nicaraguan allegedly kidnaps migrant mother, child in Texas border city. By Randy Clark on October 13, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, local police began an early morning search for a woman and her two-year-old child after receiving a 911 call stating the victim was being held against her will by human smugglers on Wednesday morning. The migrant mother could only provide vague information concerning the address. After an extensive search of neighborhoods near the Rio Grande, police located the woman as she pleaded for help through a bathroom window on Adams Street. Police knocked on the door and discovered Hector Manuel Rodriguez Torres Jr., age 22 of Nicaragua, inside the home. Rodriguez engaged in a scuffle with police and was detained for suspicion of kidnapping. The unidentified migrant woman and her child were rescued without further incident. A law enforcement source told Breitbart, Texas, that Rodriguez was reportedly seeking $50,000 for the migrant pair. The source says the case remains under investigation and will be referred to Department of Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, which commonly handles human trafficking cases. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, Eagle Pass has become a hotspot for migrant border crossings and arrests. A source within CBP tells Breitbart the migrant apprehension rate in and around the city at times is more than 1,500 daily. The increase in migrant traffic makes Eagle Pass the busiest area in the Del Rio sector. Human smugglers are routinely encountered locally as they try to avoid detection. The increase in migrant traffic in and around the city has resulted in high-speed vehicle pursuits, accidents, migrant deaths, and severe injuries. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.